This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 10th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Wheat futures market took a ride higher today, not on a short crop of the U.S. or even potential damage to crops in Europe. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says the conflict in the Black Sea region up to now has had a limited impact on markets.
The big fear at that time was that we would see commodity movement through the Black Sea get curtailed at some point. When you look at the amount of crude oil that passes through the Black Sea and the amount of grain and oil seeds, Ukraine and Russia at the time accounted for 33% of the world's wheat exports. Russia, the bigger portion of that. Both countries continued to be able to export. They both respected each other's exports, although Russia did try to make it challenging for Ukraine. Ukraine found ways to get it exported.
Suderman says the gloves have come off and the fight with Ukraine wreaking havoc on Russia and threatening to tighten their grip.
Well, Ukraine has become very effective at attacking Russia's energy infrastructure, hitting refineries over 1,500 miles inland. Now we're seeing consumer lines for gasoline that are, quote, hours in length. And the diesel availability for the war effort is really starting to tighten up, as well as for the farming industry. And Russia's turned from the second largest diesel exporter to now an importer of fuel. And Ukraine, in a week's time, hit 27 Russia-connected tankers that were in the Sea of Azov, which is just above the Kerch Strait that then flows into the Black Sea. Well, only about 10% of Russia's crude oil comes from the ports that are behind the Kerch Strait, but 30 to 35% of their exported wheat goes through there.
Suderman says the world cash price for wheat, largely established in that region and for that reason, today's prices moved up.
It's really set in the Black Sea because it's Russia, Ukraine. They're going to get rid of all the wheat they want to get rid of at whatever price they need to get rid of it. And so they're going to have the low price and everybody else is going to price off of that. People wonder why, with the smallest wheat crop in the United States in over 50 years, our prices aren't higher. It's because Russian wheat can make it into Mexico, Brazil, markets we would typically want because it's cheaper.
Suderman says if the strait remains closed, then wheat markets will likely react higher. This week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers is Kathy Burns of the International Fresh Produce Association. Burns says IFPA supports House Ag Chair Thompson's labor bill.
So it's a growing and important part of being able to support our farmers. About 2.5 million people work in the agriculture community, but 22 million work across the supply chain. And as I mentioned, as labor, if we have labor shortages, that's going to ultimately increase food costs.
Burns says state regulations on disposal of product packaging is now a growing problem for their industry.
It's really addressing end-of-life management costs. And we're shifting those costs to producers, to brand owners, to distributors, in a way that's going to ultimately filter itself down to the supply chain and once again provide some headwinds to consumers. It will end up ultimately raising prices for consumers.
Burns says a number of states have already established their own regulations and others considering the idea.
California, Oregon, there's other states that putting their own regulations in place. So can you imagine having different types of packaging in different states and the impact that that's going to have on the fresh produce supply chain? It's what's really important to highlight here is that packaging isn't just a marketing tool, but it impacts food waste, it impacts food loss, it impacts quality,